from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Republican gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman is again denying allegations that she knowingly employed an undocumented immigrant. At a news conference in Santa Monica that ended minutes ago, she insisted again that she did not know the worker, Nikki Diaz-Santillan, was undocumented. But Whitman added that when she did find out, she did not want to make an example of Diaz and chose not to turn her in.
It's not, you know, an obligation of the employer to turn in illegal employees. And I, you know, just said I'm not going to make an example of Nikki. I encouraged her to do the right thing. I encouraged her to say, you know, gosh, what is the right thing to do here? Go back to your country, figure out how to come here legally. But I didn't feel like it was the right thing to turn her in.
Later this morning, celebrity attorney Gloria Allred says she'll release documentation detailing the allegations from Whitman's former employee. Whitman's campaign agenda includes canvassing businesses that are suspected of employing undocumented workers. A federal research project is mapping an uncharted portion of the San Andreas Fault. NOAA's Office of Ocean Exploration and Research wants a 3D picture of the fault's northern expanse from San Francisco to its endpoint near Mendocino. Scientists will use sonar to chart it under the sea. The expedition ends this Sunday. The U.S. Senate has confirmed the head of San Francisco's Federal Reserve Bank to be vice chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Janet Yellen has led the San Francisco Bank since 2004. Republican Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama had complained that Yellen would bring what he called, quote, an inflationary bias to the nation's central bank. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from the Hickey Freeman Retail Group, providing luxury apparel of distinction for men celebrating 111 years, now on Market Street.